Hello everyone, and welcome to the May Contest recording. I've turned down my microphone boost, so hopefully I won't blow out Solar's ears. Let's get started. First up, wow, TLM, fucking awesome. A sincere and joyous welcome back to you, because you blew my fucking mind. In terms of criticism, I think this piece could use a little bit more refinement. After the first paragraph, I asked if you could honestly have added one more phoenix just to make it a bit more clear. Word repetition grates my nerves, and is a serious theme that propagates throughout this recording. Also, fragments in one-word sentences still, yes, still, irk the shit out of me. In addition, at some points, I think you try to force a little bit too much into one sentence or paragraph. You don't have to lab manual it for us. It can be gradual. On to good things. I loved this shit. It was entertaining, and it kept me invested. Even if the subject matter didn't necessarily scream to me, it has all the elements needed to fashion a really entertaining mind-fucking work. And now I'm going to scroll through. I'm doing this like traditionally. I didn't even move the comments to another folder. We are just scrolling through. So, you know, I'll get a little Michael Jackson, you know, good times, a boogie. Yeah. Next up, Kyria. Leave it to Kyria to kick some godforsaken ass. Creative and entertaining as usual, KDK. I love this shit. The RNZ lines didn't quite live up to the rest of the caliber of the piece, though. But I can see many, many, many creative applications for this one. It's going to be a tough work to beat. Nicely done, and a good welcome back to you too. Selby, I gotta scroll through your piece, yeah. Singing some random shit. Cause we're doing this old school. Oh yeah. There are several spelling mistakes in this piece that make me a bit sad. Editing is a must if you want to hang with the other authors that frequent this contest. In terms of the story itself, you presented an interesting tale. However, I do not feel that you gave me, as a reader, enough time to really give a shit about your characters. Things developed in a way that didn't make me feel a connection. Also, I don't believe that you achieved the goals detailed in your explanation. There was nothing in the piece that indicated that it was just about loneliness. If you want these things to be a part of the piece, then you actually need to make them a part of the piece. Make sure you edit before submitting, and aside from these things, I really enjoyed your writing. You have the solid foundations needed to aid an improvement process as we move through the GGW months. Scrolling through some PK! Yeah. PK. Starting out by misspelling asymmetrical is not the way to go. You know I cannot stand simple errors in small works. It just crushes my soul. To be blunt, I'm not completely digging this piece. You actually attempted to add some grit for me, but I just feel a large disconnect between what this poem is speaking and what I'm hearing. This is the first time that you've made me ask, what's the point? I certainly see things going on here, and there are little guide markers that I feel are meant to push me in the right direction. However, the GPS is not getting it. Moors of 58 is a perfect example of this. I believe it means something, I just have no idea what. At the end of the day, I'm happy that you gave me something different than your usual spread, but I feel this could have been a lot better. Lady Merriam. I believe you have an error in stanza 4, line 4, unless you want two most there for no reason. Aside from that, rhythm. You establish a beat with the start of this poem and then completely destroy it. To me, when you get the music going, it's your freight train and you have to take care of it. Once you lose it, the cars derail and spill their toxic jizz all over my mind. It's not like I give a shit about rhyme schemes. In fact, I love freeform. But if you're writing something that has an assigned flow, for the love of God, keep it. Or at least annihilate it in a useful way. For a newcomer here, this was a decent piece. So please, don't be offended while I bombard you with my irrelevant standards. But holy shit, this was cliche. That's not to say it was bad. What I'm trying to emphasize is that the topic could have been covered by anyone. What's your special touch on it? When you give me something, I want to get to know you. I want to peer into your soul and learn what Miriam's all about. This doesn't give me that image. Base level, you know how to write. You have something going. But survival in the AGWC has always been and has always will be... Holy fuck, I just totally screwed that sentence up. Rewind. Survival in the AGWC has always been and will always be about shock and improve. Wow the fuck out of me, then come back and wow me again. Keep wowing me until I worship the parchment grounds upon which your fingertips walk. Wow me until you tell me you got published and I throw a fucking ticker tape parade for you from the skyscrapers in Minneapolis. Show me you and blow my freaking mind. That was a mouthful. Moving on. SM. Jimmy! Upon the first read, I was about to rape your face, Jimmy. Then, something amazing happened. I read your little turd. Not that it was turd as in bad, but turd as in the size. Little turd, okay? With the title as a line as well. And suddenly, it invoked memories of sitting at shitty standardized tests and filling out those stupid questions about race and all that garbage. You know, and that, to me, was awesome. To get that, you know, memory flow going, you like reached into my mind and you just plucked up the most ridiculous, irrelevant memory possible. But you did it. With something of this size, though, it's really hard for me to score. Creatively, I think anyone could string these words together. Yet, you did manage to hit my brain with something on the second pass, so I gotta give it props. Impact, although measly, in such a small space. I have no idea what the hell that means. I just wrote it down in the margins of this shit. What the hell does that even mean? I think what it means to say is that you've provided a measly piece, and in such a small space, managed to make an impact. Or perhaps the impact was measly. That sounds more right. I'm rambling. Awesome. Random ramblings of Wing. So, I mean, the takeaway message for me here is, small pieces are really hard for me to judge. And they always have been. And I don't mean to knock them, but when I read them, I go, I think anyone could have created this. And it doesn't really allow me the opportunity to get to know you as a writer. It just kind of is there. And I pretty much just mentioned this. I know what you're capable of writing, so I really hope that you bring it for GGW. Please, for the love of God, bring it. Next up, Punk Fox TH. Scrolling through your story, yeah. Interesting concept, however, like the ball of negativity that I am, I will hit the bad stuff first. The beginning, quite honestly, sucks balls. That was mean. It's clear to me that you know how to write, but the start of this work is choppy and repetitive. Word repetition, as I've mentioned, this is the theme of this recording, can kill the piece for me. Sometimes there just isn't another good word. But you use sound and silence and even clauses far too much in the opener, and it was noticeable. It was just noticeable. My other issue is that there hasn't been enough depth produced in this piece for me to give a damn. It works as a short story entity, but there are many details that keep me in the dark. Perhaps this is worth thinking about. Positive elements. I think it's obvious that you possess solid writing foundations. You just have to take it to the next level to really make an impact in the AGWC. You also said that you wanted me to just post the magical writing because you don't like audio tapes. So I will do that. I will also try to make it less fail, because I just read it and it's fail cake. Anyway, I'm going to move on to Dayton Rhodes. Scrolling through Dayton Rhodes piece, yeah. This is a big one. The scrolling is long and powerful. Here we go. Aside from confusing breath and breathe, I really have no grammatical complaints, which is a good thing. However, story-wise, this one did little to raise my attention. The build-up to your conclusion felt quite slow to me. And now seeing the extent of your plot, there was really nothing surprising. I'm impressed with your writing ability for a first-timer, but I found this work to fit the stereotypical bill of a man guilt-breaking. Man, and I'm just having, like, fail cake word speech today. Normally, I would actually care, but I'm not going to. Point is, getting back to Dayton Rhodes' piece. When you come in here, you gotta give me something awesome. I am looking for entertaining pieces. To some extent, that takes the cake for me. I can tolerate a few grammatical errors without getting too Nazi on anybody's ass. But when I see a piece that just puts me to sleep or that's really hard to get invested in, I just bail out. I look at this thing as a publisher would. If you don't hook me in the first few paragraphs, I'm moving on because I have better things to do. It's rude, it's mean, some people don't like it, you know, some participants want me to force myself to go through shit that I don't like. I don't do it. Now, this piece, I got through. I got through your piece, so I'm not complaining. I thought it was interesting, I thought it worked. However, I feel that you need to zest it up. I want more grit, I want more life, I want more emotion. I mean, you had this, like, psychotic murderer on the brink of just total fucking insanity losing it. And your character did exactly what I would expect a person in that situation to do in a story setting. And that leaves me feeling kind of empty inside. Alright, you know what? I feel like I've said enough. I'm moving on. Kay Petty. This is one of those pieces that I don't even need to, / do not even want to finish, because I already know what I'll say just by reading the first page. To begin, are you ready? Here it comes again. Your word repetition is terrible. Synonyms exist for one reason and one reason only: to keep easily bored people, such as myself, from getting bored. You kind of know how to write, and I'll get to the kind of part later. So I know you should be capable of thinking about your work and zesting it up a bit. The other issue I have is that this is an over-detailed lab manual of a piece that spells out every possible thing. Just about each paragraph that I read could have been condensed into something far more efficient and readable. To sum it up, quantity doesn't equal quality. I believe that you know how to write, but you need to think about how your audience can connect to your piece, and you have to ask yourself if you've gone over the top. In this case, you did. You went over the top and bored me to death. What I saw is a writer who has potential, but you buried me with an unentertaining work. So please, go back, think about all these things that you've said, and ask yourself, can I make this much easier on the reader? I'm not saying ditch style. I'm not saying dumbing it down to the level of a first grader. What I'm saying is you have to look at like three paragraphs and say, are these three paragraphs useful, or can I write them to one or two sentences? And in this case, the answer would be yes, you could. Solar. I think you asked me to say the title, but I actually don't have a title here. This is about Alex, a beast and a monster. That's pretty much all I can give you. And now I will scroll through your piece, to the bottom where I actually say useful things. I also said that I would, like, spray profanity here, but I'll be nice and won't. I'm sure that I'll say some in the read-through. Although I hate to say it, I'm aborting my reading of this. First and foremost, it's abhorrently clear that you either didn't take the time to edit the piece, or edited it in a sloppy manner. Misspelled and confused works lurk in just about every paragraph. Fragments rear their little heads, a bit too frequently for my taste, and flat-out missing punctuation puts the cap on my endeavor. All of this lingers without a mention of tense confusion, which literally made me say, oh no, while reading. The killer, though, was the unoriginality that you gave me. As a person, just talking to you in the thread, you have demonstrated your intelligence and the magnitude of your life experience. These things could and should easily come together to weave a fantastic story that would make me jizz with joy. And instead, I received something that mimicked a terrible movie that I saw. The true tragedy, though, is that the later sections of this work had so much potential, and I just couldn't enjoy them because the beginning of your piece was like, oh, look, there's another error. Oh, my God, no, it's another error. Oh, shit, another error. Ooh, there's my profanity. Told you it was coming. You could have easily dumped and refined the beginning, boosted the grit of the crime, Yeah, like the actual crime when he's like ripping the limbs off this bitch. That's what I'm talking about. An expanded upon deliciousness known as death. Truth be known, being blunt here, you have to work a bit harder to push your limits if you want to bank an AGWL crown. I want more. You're clearly capable of doing that. I just haven't seen it. So please give it to me because I want it. I want to hold it. I want to say, here is a work by Solar, and it is freaking awesome. And it's sad though. I'm going off on another tangent because this is clearly turning into a rambling session for me. There have been many people in this contest history who have complained about shit like this. You know, I tell them what I think, and they're like, oh, and like the world ends for them or something. I just don't understand it. And they act like I'm being mean, or they say, you're irrelevant, and why should I listen to what you say? And my response to that is, are you ready for this? There's clearly a reason why people keep coming back. There's clearly a reason why I keep doing this. I'm not telling people these things just because I like to hear myself talk. Although, my arrogant moment is, oh yes, I enjoy the sound of my succulent voice coming over the internet airwaves. Ridiculous. I mean, what I want is for the writers that come into this thread to improve. I want people to improve. I want people to give me good shit. Because quite frankly, the best moments that I've ever had while hosting this contest have happened when people have returned to me and said, Wing, I just got published. Wing, this entry you said was awesome. I submitted it and it was accepted for publication. Those are the great moments. Those are the moments that make it worthwhile. This is what I want for everyone. My dream when I was a little fucking kid was to grow up and do something amazing with writing. And the only thing I could think about when starting this contest and putting up a website and doing all this shit was, wouldn't it be awesome if I could give just a little bit so that other people could experience this dream that I'm sure many of us share? I'm going off in the philosophical rambling on this crap. But I mean, that's what it's about. That's what it's really about. So when I say all these things to people and I'm like, oh my God, this was boring, I'm not saying to anyone, holy crap, your writing sucks. I'm saying, holy crap, can you please do better? And I want you to do better. And I want people to kick ass. Because that's what makes it fun. I mean, that's like the greatest moment ever when your friend comes in and tells you, holy shit, I just got published. That's awesome. And for the many majority count people, population, civilization that plummets into this thread to grace me with their presence, that's what I want. I want you all to succeed in your literary endeavors. And now that I've had my soft moment at the end of this recording, it's time to remember that GGW5 is upon us. The stakes could not be higher as we move ever closer to the presentation of the Faulkner Prism to the AGWL champion. Wow, that was a little bit dramatic for my taste. Anyway, get the hell off my audio file, you goddamn hippies!